USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now threatening to cut federal funding to cities dealing with civil unrest. The president signing a memo yesterday that orders federal agencies to find cities where they could potentially cut funding. Trump saying there are the cities that, in his words, permit anarchy, violence, and destruction. Among those cities on his list, Seattle, Portland, Oregon, New York, and Washington, D.C. The White House Coronavirus Task Force urging Americans to be very careful over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. Yesterday, Dr. Deborah Birx warned against any crowded neighborhood events over the holiday, like backyard barbecues, and specifically encouraged people in their 20s and university students to wear masks at all events and gatherings to avoid a possible spread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.
It happened back in March, but the death of a black man at the hands of police in Rochester, New York, is now sparking outrage there. Daniel Prude died on March 30th of asphyxiation after being handcuffed, hooded, and pinned down by several Rochester cops. Yesterday, protesters in the city were demanding the officers be fired and charged in his death. Prude's brother Joe says his brother was suffering from a mental breakdown.
I placed a phone call for my brother to get help, not for my brother to get lynched.
Body cam footage does indicate Prude was complying with officers at the time of his death. The CDC now telling public health officials nationwide to be ready for a coronavirus vaccine by November. State governors told to speed up their permit applications for distribution sites for possible vaccines. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After looking at almost 3,000 designs, the Mississippi State Flag Commission has finally chosen one. The choice? A red and blue flag with a magnolia blossom in the center, replacing the old state flag that featured a Confederate emblem. The flag change still has to be given final approval by voters. Governor Reeves calls it a well-done flag, and he says he supports its adoption. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame confirming that Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues. Seaver spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to that improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver also played for the Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1992. And Disney will have to figure out how to continue with the Black Panther franchise after star Chadwick Boseman's recent death. Only a small group is aware of the actor's private battle, or was, with colon cancer. An insider close to Boseman says the 43-year-old actor was convinced until a week before his death that he was going to beat it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.